Track 7. Here, we have an alone standing metal wall made out of Colton metal, which is a rusted metal. The entire exhibition is made from it. This metal wall is called das Fenster des Gedenknis, or the Window of Remembrance. Here, you have the people listed with their name, picture, and date of death who died at this part of the wall. The first name is Ida Siegmann, the woman who was mentioned before, who died by falling from the window on August 27, 1961. Günther Littfen was killed 2 days after her, in another part of the city. He had jumped into the river to escape and was shot. His body was pulled out of the water by the soldiers from a boat. After the reunification, his brother asked the city of Berlin to preserve the watchtower as a memorial, and you can tour it. There is another well-known victim, Peter Fechte. He was only 18 years old when he climbed the rear wall and was shot. He was wounded and lying near the front wall, but still in the east. The East German soldiers were waiting for him to die. Journalists in the West were taking photos of him, showing him lying and bleeding to death. Pictures of Peter were published worldwide and would become a symbol of the brutality happening. After about an hour, East German soldiers created a smokescreen to take his body away. After that day, people in the West were very angry. They came to Checkpoint Charlie, which was just 100 meters away, and criticized the American soldiers for not helping save Peter. The Americans promised they would help if this happened again. Later that evening, there was a large protest. To prevent further escalation, the mayor of West Berlin, Willy Brandt, tried to keep the situation calm by speaking to the protesters. One of the youngest to die because of the conflict was a Turkish child, Tetin Mert. He was in Kreuzberg at the Oberbaumbrücke in the west, playing along the river with his ball. His ball fell in the water and he fell in trying to get it back. A rescue mission became a political matter because the river belonged to the east, and the West Berlin firefighters and police officers had to alert the East Berlin authorities before entering the water to search for Tetin. This process took too long, and he unfortunately drowned. The last victim of the wall was Winfried Freudenberg in March 1989. He tried to escape with his wife, Sabine, with a self-made hot air balloon. At the last minute, his wife decided not to fly with him. Unfortunately, without her weight, Freudenberg's flight course changed and flew too high and then crashed. But Freudenberg's real cause of death is still a mystery to this day. On the same night of their attempted escape, Freudenberg's wife was arrested by the Stasi police. Freudenberg was the last of three people who were killed in the last year the wall was standing. The wall came down on the 9th of November, 1989.